Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we are talking about an idea. This is the idea of creating a project on land that you don't own. But first, a quick thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee in Boquete, Panama. They now have 11 fully operational coffee farms, and they are 100% sold out. They are accepting reservations for farm number 12. The idea of owning a safe, diversified offshore investment is intriguing to you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. In today's show, we are talking about how to create a project on land that you don't own. And I'm coming to you live from the Golden Nugget Casino and Resort in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'll tell you a little bit of the story about the creation of this casino and hotel. I don't expect any of my listeners to go out and spend $600 million and put up a new casino, but it may open your mind to some ideas of things that can be done if you simply know that it's possible. Now, in Louisiana, there are three different types of casinos. There are ones that are on riverboats. That's the vast majority of them. There are three of them located on Aboriginal native land, and there is one actually on dry land, and that's Harris Casino in downtown New Orleans. This particular casino at the Golden Nugget is actually a riverboat. It doesn't look like a riverboat, it doesn't sound like a riverboat, and it doesn't move like a riverboat. It feels like it's very firmly attached to the hotel, and it is. But it is apparently floating on water, and they even have a stern wheeler, a paddle that is running continuously. It's buried in a closet somewhere so that it complies with the regulations requiring that it actually be a riverboat. But since this riverboat is surrounded on all sides by concrete buildings, let me tell you, this riverboat is not moving anytime soon. The part that's interesting about this particular project is where it is built. Whenever you want to get a project permitted, obviously there are a number of different regulations that you've got to meet, whether you're talking about zoning regulations. In this case, the Louisiana Gaming Commission had to issue a license to set up a casino. But the part I want to focus on is the hotel. The hotel is located on land that is owned by the Port of Lake Charles. So it is being leased. The land is being leased from the Port of Lake Charles. And the Port Authority gets its power from the state of Louisiana. And the port has the authority to designate what happens on port lands. There's no requirement for public consultations. There's no requirement for a zoning board or city council to approve anything. What happens on port land is completely within the purview of the Port Authority. I'm showcasing this particular project to sensitize you that there is the opportunity in many cases to complete what's called a private-public partnership, or PPP for short, where your private entity partners with a public entity in a for-profit business. Depending on the jurisdiction, the regulatory process may be different than the public consultation process that normally goes through zoning boards and city council and so on. In particular, there may be waterfront locations that at one time were industrial that are just lying fallow, that are not being utilized, or they're being dramatically underutilized, that represent potential for redevelopment. If you have a dream of developing a marquee property on prime land, take a look at land that might be controlled by a port authority or by perhaps some transportation authority, could be a railway, and see what might be possible. Just in case you think the Golden Nugget here is a fluke, right next door is L'Auberge Hotel and Casino. L'Auberge is a French word that basically means the hotel, and it too has a casino. It's a river barge, and yes, it's not moving anytime soon. It's got a stern wheeler that's paddling away all day long just to comply with the gaming regulations, and it too resides on port lands. So if you've been dreaming about building that marquee property, have a look around for some waterfront property that isn't utilized that might be owned by the port. Have a spectacular day. Go make some amazing things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.